Big changes are still in store for Innisfil Beach Road, IBR. If you're wondering why so many trees have been knocked down recently along the roadway, officially known as County Road 21, between Yonge Street and the 10th Side Road, it's because the second phase of a massive reconstruction project is now recognizably underway. The project is led by the County of Simcoe, in partnership with the In-Services Utility. This phase is expected to cost about $23.6 million, excluding the in-services portion, County Transportation Construction Manager Julie Scruton said. The major road improvement project includes widening of the road from 2 to 4 lanes and utility work to enable the town of Innisfil to service new economic development lands and infrastructure, she said. Other benefits of this project include an increase in traffic capacity for IBR, stormwater, sewer and water main enhancements, replacement of the Lovers Creek culvert, and a multi-use active transportation trail that will extend the connection with the Innisfil Municipal Campus further west, eventually reaching Industrial Park Road in Innisfil Heights. Most of this phase should be complete by the end of November 2026, with the exception of surface course asphalt placement. The surface course asphalt and associated works will be delayed until 2027 due to anticipated settlement in the widened road, Scruton said. The substantial performance date for the surface course asphalt and associated works is September 30, 2027. The extension of the scheduling into 2027 is to allow for the road to be loaded with traffic for a period prior to the completion of the surface elements. She said the potential implications on travelers will be minimized. There will be temporary lane restrictions to drivers in the spring, as the contractor places an asphalt surface on the widened shoulder to divert traffic to maintain 2 lanes of traffic moving forward, Scruton said. There may be other minor impacts to drivers, such as continued speed limit restrictions. To support the ongoing flow of traffic, every effort is being made to maintain 2 lanes of traffic during construction. Please be safe, follow signage instructions and speed limits, and use caution when driving through the construction zone. The county says the total cost of the entire 4-phase widening project, which will run from the 20th Side Road to County Road 27, is $96.7 million. Investing an average of $70 million annually in road enhancement projects across the region, the county successfully completed a similar project between Barrie and Angus in 2021, where County Road 90 was expanded from 2 to 5 lanes, Scruton said. For more details on the IBR project, visit simcoe.ca.